Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X Studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon. And yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have with me another great guest today. I know all my guests are great, but they are. I have with me from Ameris Bank. This young lady is in the mortgage services world. With me today, Debbie Williams with Ameris Bank. Debbie, welcome to the Northeast Studio.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
How are you?
Doing good.
Yeah?
Life is good.
How's the mortgage world?
Ooh.
Ooh. Hey, how what you doing this weekend? As she walks out of the studio. Wow, that was quick.
Well, it's a little touch and go right now.
I bet.
People are buying, and I am happy to help.
Hey, if you need a house, you need a house.
That's right. You can always refi. People who are buying now know that they're going to refinance.
It's coming.
As soon as rates get to where it makes sense.
We got a little spoiled there a few years ago.
Yes, we did.
That's all right. Enough about the banking stuff. We can talk about that anytime. We were talking before we turned the mics on, I guess you could say. You're a very well-traveled person, I hear.
Yes. I've been all over the world.
Very cool. Now, your husband, God bless him, mm-hmm. is retired Army.
Yes.
Thank him for that.
I will.
But he took you on a worldwide adventure, basically.
He sure did.
That is so cool. We got to know about that.
Well, we got married right out of college. We went to North Georgia College. We went straight out to Fort Riley, Kansas. We're there for several years, and then went back to Fort Knox, Kentucky, which is where he started, and then ended up going to Fort Bragg, North mm-hmm. Carolina.
We know where that's at.
Then we went to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and then out to Germany. We were in Germany for about 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And moved 3 different times while we were there.
In 5 years.
So we were in Kaiserslautern, and we were also in Stuttgart. So nice. Those were the 2 places we were. And then after that, we moved back to Fort Bragg. Then we went to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and then back to Fort Bragg and out.
I'm losing count here. But now you have daughters, yes?
We do. We have 3 daughters.
And they were around when yes. you were in Germany.
Yes.
That had to be a great experience.
It was.
For them and for you being a mom.
Yes.
With children in that situation.
Yes. They loved it. We traveled all over. The Army was good to us.
Nice.
We had so many travel experiences over there. Everything was so close. So we traveled all over Europe, and we even made it down to Africa.
Really?
Yes, we ended up going to Morocco, which was one of our
nice.
best trips.
Yeah.
And we even traveled out to Asia and went to Japan. Just had a great trip. My husband and I even went on a safari.
Did you really?
We did.
You survived it.
We survived it.
Was it dry heat? I don't know if there's a such thing as dry heat, but
yeah. It was pretty dry.
You survived.
We did. We did. We did camping and lodging. We were there for about 20 days.
You kind of roughed it at times?
Yes, we did.
Wow. I hear you. You're braver than I am.
It was great. We'd love to take our girls back when they will be okay doing the traveling, because it was a lot of driving.
Sounds like it. I guess you could be in, multiple countries in the same day.
Oh, easy.
Just like we could be in different states in the same day.
Yes.
That's very cool. You survived the safari.
We did.
And then you moved back? No, I'm kidding.
It was good, though. Really enjoyed all of our travels. And the girls, the older girls remember most of it.
Right.
Our youngest is a freshman in high school. So when we were there, we left when she was turning 6. So she doesn't remember a lot of things.
Right.
Although she thinks she does, because we've talked about so many different things that she feels like she remembers it.
Yeah, you bring back some memories, some images in her head. You came back, obviously, to the States. Your husband, I talk about him like I know him. We got to get him in here, and he'll tell the stories too.
Oh, yes.
He took a little bit of break from the Army.
Yes, he did.
And you were back here in the States. Funny, fun fact you were telling me, you became a teacher
mm-hmm.
for a couple years or whatever it was. Where did you teach at?
I taught at Berkmar High School.
The Berkmar High School.
The Berkmar High
Go
School.
Go Patriots.
Tiny world. I taught 9th grade science
there. Tiny world. Because you were born and raised where? Not in Gwinnett.
I was born in Stone Mountain. I was born in Chicago, right. Illinois, and then we moved to Stone Mountain, and I was raised there.
You went to high school in Stone Mountain.
High school, elementary, middle, and actually, I was the first class to go to Stone Mountain 2, which was their version of middle school.
Really?
And it was just my 8th grade class, and we were at that school all alone. It used to be the old high school.
Yeah.
9th grade, we went over to the regular high school. But yeah, we were the first class.
They didn't have middle school back then.
They did not.
It was what, K through 6, 7 through or something like
no,
that.
No, actually, I went K through 7.
K through 7.
At Rockbridge.
That's what it was.
Then my sister was a year ahead of me, and she started high school in 8th grade.
8th grade, yeah. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the middle school back then.
Yep.
That's a wide age range of kids, 7th to, yeah, or 8th to whatever. Well, I guess after you teach at Berkmar, I mean, it's just like enough. You don't have to go anywhere else,
yes.
Probably for multiple reasons. Use your imagination, folks. But now your husband got back into the service.
He did.
And he just forced you to leave Berkmar.
He did. We left Berkmar, and we went straight to Fort Bragg, where he went to language school. He learned Russian.
Really?
He did. And he went into civil affairs.
Yeah.
We were there for about 8 years.
How did you land in the banking world, the mortgage world?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, we're dying to find out. Well, let's see. We've covered where you went to high school, your high water mark as a teacher, right? Go Patriots. And now you're writing mortgages.
I am. So the last thing I did before John retired was I taught 6th grade math and science in North Carolina. When we left, I had a friend of mine who worked at Ameris Bank, and he did our mortgage when we bought a house after John got out of the military. After talking to him, I went to high school with him at Stone Mountain. He gave me a bunch of information and said I'd be great for his team, and voila, here I am.
You must like it.
I do. I do.
Forgive me, how long have you been doing it?
About 2.5 years now.
2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. The math I taught, I think just because I used to teach science, really.
I thought you had taught science at one time.
Yes. I transitioned to math and science.
Right.
I've always loved numbers.
So. You click with numbers.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yep. So I did some training. I did lots of training. And I had a mentor and my manager who I fell under for a year to help them out with all kinds of things and loans and talk to customers. And then they let me loose. And now I'm on my own. I'm part of the whole team, but
right.
We're great for each other, great resources. They've just been phenomenal to lead me through this new phase.
Now, do you work out of a branch?
I do. We have a mortgage branch out of Athens on Millage.
Off of Millage, yeah.
Yes.
I'm with you.
After COVID, they stopped meeting regularly.
Right.
But there's still a few folks that still work in that office on a daily basis. But we try to have meetings once a month for sure. And then I'm in there quite a bit just checking on things and printing some things off for my listings or anything like that for my agents.
Where do you get most of your business, most of your referrals? Is it a lot of walk-in at the branch?
Sometimes
You're out working, networking.
Yes, yes. I am part of a networking group, and I do. We love each other, and we've built these relationships, and mm-hmm. So we trust each other. It's been really good to have that confidence in people that we're referring to. And so I've had people refer their friends and family or just acquaintances to me. My brother-in-law is a builder, mostly Gwinnett and Barrow. I am his preferred lender, so I get a lot of referrals from them. And we offer incentives for the different neighborhoods that he does. We trust each other. It kind of started out as just a brother-in-law, sister-in-law thing. And I think he was doing something just to kind of help me out and get me started. And we have built a great relationship beyond just family. We trust each other, and we feel good about referring each other.
You've got to have that.
Yes.
If you're going to be successful.
Absolutely. He builds a great house, and I recommend him highly.
Are we giving brother-in-law a plug?
We can. So it's Lab Holdings. It's my brother-in-law, Tim Butler, and my sister, Linda Butler, who own the company. They build the best house around.
Darn right they do.
Yes, they do.
We got to get them in here.
We'll have to do that.
I'm telling you. That would be good.
Yes. So I trust him and recommend him, and he knows I do good work. I have a great team behind me. We get the job done.
When someone's looking for a loan, what's a common mistake that you find people making?
I try to educate my customers.
I imagine you have to.
And I think that comes from my education background.
Probably.
So I try to talk them through everything, just let them know everything that's going to be happening, what to expect. One of the mistakes people do is when they're comparing lenders, they tend to look down to the bottom line and say, well, they're telling me I have to bring this much cash to close.
Okay.
The numbers on those worksheets are all estimates.
Sure.
And so I try to be as upfront and honest as I can about expectations. Mm-hmm. Expectation management to me is huge.
Oh, yes.
And I give them all of the information, and I have to kind of educate them on how to properly compare. Because in reality, there are only a few things that can be different from one lender to the next.
I imagine you have to play all in the same park.
Yes.
Within reason.
Yes. So I try to let them know what those things are, and everything else is just an estimate.
Sure.
And when you get down to the closing table, in the end, all of the numbers, whether it's me being the lender or Regions Bank being the lender, all the numbers are coming from either the county, the attorney. Everything is deemed that those prices and those costs are all going to be the same because they're all coming from the same entities.
I got you.
Except for just a few things that come from the lender that are specific.
And you write loans across the board. There's loans that I can't even probably dream of. But you have a full book of loans in your pocket that you can use.
We do.
That's important.
So the traditional loans are your conventional loans, FHA loans,
right.
VA loans, USDA. Those are kind of your traditional loans.
Yeah, I would say that.
Because we're a bank and we're a diversified bank, we have a portfolio. And so we have a whole lot of different loan products that help those people that don't quite fit into those boxes of the conforming loan or FHA loans.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
You actually work with your clients on an individual basis.
Correct.
Which is very nice.
Yes. We even have down payment assistance programs. We have 4 to 5, depending on...
Really?
Yes, where we can... Again, we have to fit them in the box. So there's different parameters that we have to check.
They've got to meet criteria.
Yes. Once I get all the information from an application from somebody, I will go through and see what their priorities are. Sometimes there is an incentive from a builder or a seller. We look at the best way to use that money. And so sometimes whether that money is there or not, we can utilize it in different ways. I like to look at the big picture and then check those boxes to see if they qualify for down payment assistance. And then we even have checks and balances at the bank where if I'm looking at a certain loan, we have people back behind the scenes that will let us know, hey, you might want to check this too.
So there's options.
There are.
Or there could be options.
There are many options.
I like to have options.
Yes. Options are good.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. I got to ask, you've been doing this for a few years. You're well-traveled. I imagine you've met a lot of different people. But what is something that Debbie Williams from Stone Mountain High School, what are the things you're most proud of? We got to peel back the layers here. Seriously, I know you have daughters. You're still married after how many years? Well, 30 years?
29 years.
29 years.
Yes.
I know you're proud of that. You got to be.
Oh, of course.
But honestly, what makes you shine the most? We got to know.
I have to say, like in the business world, of course I'm proud of my family and I'm proud of where we are. And my girls are, got two in college. One's a freshman. They've traveled all over. They're so resilient and they're just such good kids that I'm just so proud of them. I'm proud of what we've done. And John and I are hoping that they remember all those things we've taught them along the way and they take that with them. First and foremost, yes, that would be my family. One of the things that in the business world, I told you I like to educate my customers. So I think the thing that I'm most proud of and that I try to let my customers know is that I'm gonna be honest with you, and I also respect my integrity. So I'm making sure that they know that I'm doing things, even though, you know, when people aren't looking. So I'm checking to make sure what products that might work best for them, and just want to do the best for my clients. And I think that goes a long way.
You said integrity. I like to hear that.
Yes.
That's a word that not many people use anymore, unfortunately.
Honesty and integrity.
Honesty and integrity. Having respect.
Yes.
It's all about the respect. Refinances. You do refinances.
Yes.
Refinance, whatever y'all call it.
Yes, we do refinances. In fact, I didn't even mention this, but Ameris Bank, we can loan in 47 states.
Wow.
Yes.
So
yes.
Who are the three states that don't like y'all? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't move to that state, folks. Well, that's important, though. If someone has to leave, or better yet, they're coming to the great state of Georgia, maybe they have a relationship with an Ameris Bank, a location somewhere else.
Yes. I even, just this morning, I got an email from a friend of mine who we knew in Pennsylvania. And yeah. She said, hey, we're about to move from Texas to Pittsburgh. Can you help us out? And ironically, I just about a year ago did a loan near Pittsburgh. And so I was able to tell her, yes, give me a call. And I try to answer my phone whenever I can.
You actually answer your phone?
I do.
You respond to people?
I do. I respond to people. I'm there. So if I don't answer my phone, you know that I will get back to you.
Well,
shortly.
You're hustling, though. You're making it happen. Do you want to give your email?
Sure. It's Debbie, Debbie, .Williams, Williams, at Ameris Bank, Ameris, bank.com.
And you're out of the Athens location.
I am.
Milledgeville.
Yep. Right on Millage.
Millage. Did I say Milledgeville?
You sure did.
I'm sorry. Millage. Well, I just completely messed everyone up. She's in Milledgeville? Why would we want to talk to her?
But I can loan Millage in 47 Avenue. States. So even
she
though
can
you're
loan
in
anything in Milledgeville.
We're still in Georgia.
Buy a house anywhere in the state of Georgia. Debbie has you covered.
That's right.
Awesome. And what, Ameris Bank has a website, AmerisBank.com.
Yes.
And they can find the Athens location. Or is there even a Milledgeville location? Probably. Who knows?
I don't know. I'd have to look
it up. You got to find that out now.
I will have to find
Everyone's
out.
Everyone's Googling it right now.
Yes.
Well, Debbie, how was it? You survived.
I survived.
You survived. We've been going over 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. It goes quick.
Wow.
It goes quick. And you got good stories, you know. And when you're talking about Berkmar High School, yeah, go Patriots. I've admitted that more in this episode than I have probably my whole life. Debbie, seriously, thank you so much for coming in. They're going to play my music any second now.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate
this was
this
fun.
Opportunity.
This was fun.
Yes.
We'll have you back in again. It'll be great.
I'd love it.
Well, bring your husband next time.
Okay.
He's got war stories.
And he's a beekeeper.
Nice. Okay. We got to talk off air. I'm dead serious. Folks, Debbie is awesome. She's a lot of fun to hang out with. Check out Ameris Bank, AmerisBank.com. Find that Athens location on Millage Avenue. I'm Tom Sheldon. Talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs. But if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.